is the Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee. So there's lots of travelers stuck in Europe because they can't get their planes. Lots of flights are grounded because of volcanic ash coming from that Icelandic volcano. But if you hold a British passport, you may be in luck. The British government has announced two large warships are coming to the rescue for stranded British nationals in Spain. We're getting more details now from Nick Childs. He's the BBC's defense and security correspondent. So, Nick, this is a modern-day Dunkirk evacuation, right? There, people make it to the beaches and the warships come and pick them up?
Well, Celeste, I think that's probably the image a lot of people will have. It's not quite clear what's going to happen with these ships, but it's a pretty dramatic intervention on day five of this crisis that the British government has said they're bringing in the Royal Navy. The Royal Navy's two biggest warships, the aircraft carrier HMS Ark Royal and a helicopter carrier HMS Ocean, they're not big by American standards, I have to say, not the aircraft carriers.
Yeah, they only care about 1,000 people each, right?
We reckon, depending on how they're used, if it is just going to be hopping backwards and forwards across the channel a la Dunkirk, then maybe 1,000, maybe more. But that's in the context of the tens of thousands, and that's just Britons involved in the flight chaos, then that's still if you'll pardon the expression, a drop in the ocean. So the government's also saying that they're trying to get more ferries and more trains involved, with possibly Spain becoming a hub because it's outside the cloud.
Oh, I see. So they're just saying if you can catch a train, any way that you can get to the beach in Spain, no matter where you're coming from, we might be able to pick you up.
Well, fly into Spain and then trains, coaches, anything you can to get to the Channel coast. And that's, we think, what's going to happen with these British warships, along with a load of other things. But clearly the British government's been under pressure to do something now, as have a lot of other European governments. People are starting to say, this has been going on long enough now, there are an awful lot of people involved, and frankly the government should be doing more. So yeah. this is the British really bringing the White Ensign, the Royal Navy in... a la Dunkirk, as you say, but you know the Royal Navy's had a lot of experience down the years, down the decades, down the centuries, really, of evacuating Britons in trouble.
Nick, will this be your finest hour?
Well, I think it depends on how it all resolves itself. There's the other part of the Dunkirk spirit is a lot of passengers are grinning and bearing it, essentially, and saying, you know, this isn't the airline's fault, but frankly, it's beginning to cost people money. There have been school holidays, but these are over now. People are missing from jobs and so on and so forth. So there has been a sense that the government's needed to step in to help out, and the airlines and other businesses are beginning also to say we really need to look at whether there's been overreaction here. Do we really need to have this blanket ban? So a lot of technical discussions going on, but the British government, which is particularly under pressure because they're in the middle of a general election here at the moment, has stepped in. But they're also saying that, you know, frankly, safety is paramount and we've got to look at the technical issues, not just the business side of things.
Aha, he's Nick Childs getting conspiracy theorist a la John Hockenberry, saying they're maybe picking up card-carrying voting members of the public before the general election there. Nick Childs,
saving BBC democracy.
Defense and security correspondent. Well, you know, originally they were sending a warship to pick up some soldiers that were returning from tour of duty in Afghanistan. Maybe they just figured, hey, if we're picking up the soldiers, maybe we should pick up the other people too.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.